This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Look, what I would want as an owner is I would want him to come into my office and tell me the plan. Give me the long-term plan with this team that you have right now. Give me the core pieces that we're going to be building around and where they're going to play, and then tell me what your plan is right now at the trade deadline, since we're only a little over 2 months away from it. Give me your plan there, and then go through the farm system and give me the timetable of the prospects like Bradfield that you think are ready. Well, you know, is he ready to replace Mullins next year in center field? Like, I need this laid out for me. And that's what the owner needs to do. He doesn't need to go hire a consultant. He needs Mike Elias to come in and give him the actual plan. And then Mike, you know, he's on the clock. I mean, this trade deadline, you're on the clock. You got a lot of pieces that contending teams are going to want. You're also in a fortunate position that a lot of the teams that are not in the race don't have a lot to trade.
So there you have it. That's Jim Bowden a couple months ago. Things have changed in the last couple months as the Arizona Diamondbacks became sellers, and they have pieces, and they've traded some pieces. We are now, it's not 2 months till the deadline anymore. It's under 4 hours till the deadline. It was interesting to wake up to Andrew Kittredge getting traded today. I went to bed, and he was still an Oriole, and then the next day.
Is that really a trade?
Well, they traded him. Yeah. He's not here anymore, so that's a trade.
Yeah.
They traded four bullpen
arms.
That's
a salary dump, brother. That's not a trade.
It's still a trade. They traded him for a 17-year-old lottery ticket.
No, they dumped it. They moved his salary for someone who I will bet you $100 right now never pitches above high A for this team.
Well, he won't pitch because isn't he a shortstop?
Plays above high A.
Yeah, but that's possible. It's very possible, but that's, you know, I called him a lottery
ticket. It's a salary dump.
So they've made
Kittredge,
five.
Who was their big offseason bullpen addition.
Yes.
They dumped salary just to be able to say we got something for him.
Well, and this is where it reminds
Mason
me. Mason
Miller's a baseball trade.
Yes. Yes.
That's a baseball trade. Well, this is a salary dump. There's a difference.
No. I'll say this. It reminds us again, at least reminds me again, of how disastrous this offseason was and how disgustingly bad it was, because that's in large part why we're here right now, where they're, as you put it, Jason, dumping salary and trading guys for lottery tickets here as we are inside 4 hours till the deadline.
Well, we heard that clip there, and that's from a couple months ago. I can tell you what the plan was. The plan was the same thing it always was. Stasis, inactivity, navel gazing, refusal to pivot, do nothing, procrastinate. And then when they finally get back to being 15 games under 500, 10 days before the deadline, then come out and say we're sellers, still refuse to market people to other teams in a judicious and forthright manner. And then we sit here and it's typical Mike Elias failure. Like the plan was to do nothing. Like literally the plan was to do nothing, like we always do nothing, and sell low on everybody. That was the plan. He never went to the owner and laid out. He never wanted to concede defeat on this season. Even after firing the manager, which clearly was thrust down his throat, he didn't punt until honestly, everybody else caught him. Anyone he could have had an advantage on, he didn't take advantage of. And so, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen the next 4 hours, but I'm telling you, they are not reaping significant prospects for any of these guys. These are more like salary dumps than quality baseball trades. He missed the high water mark on basically any of these assets. And when you fire your manager in May and you come out 5 days later, 4 days later, and finally are man enough to talk about it, your responsibility then becomes above all else to manage the assets you do have in this failed season to reap the most rewards for them. And while they try to figure out if or when Batista will ever throw another pitch for them, and the A's go out and get a top five prospect in all of baseball for a reliever who's not pitching as well as he did for a year ago, a closer who's got variance, a closer who probably has a Tommy John in his future because of the way he throws, and you look at what they got, and you look at Mike Elias peddling guys out of the dumpster, it's shameful. And he's shameful, and he has to go.
It wasn't even so much like... We've been asking the question a lot leading up to this deadline, like your confidence level in Mike Elias. And I kept saying he's going to make these moves in terms of trading the guys on expiring contracts. And now you throw in the Urias, Kittredge. We'll see what happens with Laureano between now and then. This to me, and did he miss the mark on Felix? Did he miss the mark on Zach Eflin, who's now on the IL?
Did he miss the mark on O'Hearn? Did he miss the mark on Mullins?
Both those guys.
Did he miss the mark on Eflin?
But to me, it's more about the offseason, because everybody that's thinking, okay, this is just going to serve as a reboot, you're going to get some prospects here, there is significant work to be done in this upcoming offseason.
They have no bullpen.
They have zero bullpen. You have to get multiple starting pitchers. Yeah. You need to get a bat or two, legit bat or two. Can he accomplish all of that in one offseason if he's still here? Like, this deadline, to me, it sort of is what it is. I'm more focused on there is a ton to do this upcoming offseason.
But let's take a step back now, because this is 4 years. 2022, I said before the season started, they're better than you think. They're going to be in the wild card hunt, and it's time to start adding. And if they do move guys, which I thought they should have at the deadline, and I co-signed everything they did, then there has to be a plan to start getting those pitchers sooner rather than later implemented in the majors. And now we're 3 years removed. We know a little bit about Povich. We know nothing about McDermott as a major league product, right? So that's on them. 2023, I came out and said they should be the most aggressive team in baseball because they're having tremendous injury luck. The AL is not that good. The AL East is really not that good. Mike Elias didn't see it that way. He didn't understand it for the opportunity that it was, so he waited till the last second and gave you Fuji and the General.
Yes.
Failure.
Well, especially
last year,
the General.
So he didn't recognize how good they were and what a great opportunity it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he failed to read the rest of the American League. Last year, he bought into everything I told you in June was a mirage. He thought they were better than they were. And he told you, I don't need to get real players. I can try to look smart with Eloy Jimenez and Austin Slater because I got Holiday and Mayo. And that's a real thing. And they're going to help us to completely misread the situation.
He actually said that.
And then this year, he fires the manager in May. He comes down and says, in Milwaukee, we've got to do things differently. We understand that the way we've always done things, which to me meant wait, procrastinate, baseball gods, trust our spreadsheets, preseason till the very end of that season. No, he did. You just heard Bowden there. He did nothing differently. He didn't play Kobe Mayo. He let McDermott get hurt in the minors before we found out about him in the majors. He jerked around Povich. Like, no, we watch a 36-year-old and a 41-year-old and Eflin, when he's not on the IL, sopping up meaningless innings instead of starting to really see what else he had. And he didn't do anything with Mullins when he was off to a hot start. He didn't take advantage of O'Hearn at the All-Star break, having a 9-something OPS. He let Eflin get hurt two more times, and now he has the audacity to peddle to the access merchants and the media that we can still trade him hurt. For what? You paid him $18 million last year. You're going to pay him most of $18 million this year. I told you he was damaged goods before the playoffs last year. You could have still sold relatively high on him earlier this year. They are fraudulent merchants. They peddle BS. They treat you like fools, and they have proven for four straight years that once they turn the corner as no longer a completely tanking franchise, they have zero feel for their team. They have zero feel for their jobs. They cannot steward a major league roster, even to a below average standard in season. They are utter and complete failures. They must go.
No emotion.
Zero. Zero. Orioles.
Push back on any of it, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, I saw this coming, so I'm not angry about what they're getting for guys that they have no shiny toys to trade.
I mean, can
that's
you...
baloney.
But they don't.
They've been here 7 years. They've had complete and utter autonomy over not just this roster, but every player under contract to this organization, from a 16-year-old who just signed at the Dominican to now. If they have nothing, then they should have been fired years ago, like I said.
I think Ken put it perfectly. Like, the deadline is...
No, they have everything.
You're more pissed, I'm more, and Ken, about the offseason that was that got you to this point.
Why aren't you pissed about all of it? Because it's all connected. You can start tracing their ineptitude back to the 2022 deadline.
My anger,
or certainly the 2023.
Absolutely. All those.
We all get angry for different things. My anger goes back to the offseason. Like, I knew, I've known for a few weeks now that Cedric Mullins wasn't going to net them much, that Ryan O'Hearn wasn't going to net them much. They don't have they should have traded Felix Bautista.
They're telling
that was
you
the guy.
That Eflin, whoever, I was never an Eflin guy. You all told me how great he was. He's the opening day starter. He's got a playoff pedigree. They're paying him $18 million a year. Yeah. He's now trying to trade him for a 16-year-old nothing burger to save face and save ass with his billionaire overlord, and telling you they're going to trade him going back on the IL for what, the fourth time this year?
Fourth time.
That is the state of the Baltimore Orioles. And you're trying to tell me that this isn't a Ponzi scheme.
Well, I don't know. It's a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, it's a Ponzi scheme meant for him to try to keep his job.
Oh.
This isn't. If it was truly about positioning the organization for the future, then how the hell are we sitting here and the only position player has been traded is Urias?
We have a huge Thursday show. The only guest we have is it is trade deadline day, and things will be flexible as we expect Cedric Mullins, Ryan O'Hearn, Charlie Morton, and maybe some others to be dealt in the next 4 hours. But we will talk to Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider, get his thoughts on the deadline. His Padres made a massive trade. He joins us at 2:30.
AJ Preller, he's a real GM.
Traded the love number three prospect in
love
baseball.
Love him or hate him. He pivots. He's malleable. Yeah. He doesn't cling to prospects. He has a pretty good feel about when to sell on people. And look, think about a real organization like that. Think of what he gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Think of what he gave up for Soto and then how he's recovered from that.
Yeah. He is not afraid to make deals.
Juan Soto, who, by the way, Orioles could have had.
Yeah, could have. 29.
Didn't even try. Didn't even make a phone call.
28 other teams in baseball could have had Juan Soto.
No, but no one could have put together a package like Mike Elias.
No, you're right. Coming up next, Orioles, other than the Kittredge trade, they're getting a bunch of pitching. What is that saying about this team? What are they trying to tell us with all these pitching acquisitions? Necessary Roughness next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.